Jesus said to them, I tell you the truth, the tax collectors and the prostitutes are entering the kingdom of God ahead of you. For John came to show you the way of righteousness, and you did not believe him. But the tax collectors and the prostitutes did. And even after you saw this, you did not repent and believe him. Amen. Well, this is a scripture that talks about dependability. I'm going to get that in just a moment. But I was thinking about dependability in church and some people that we depend on. And I don't know about you, but some of the people that just comes to my mind is like Lee Vickers. Now, Lee is back there in the back, got that big, beautiful smile. But you know what I've noticed about Lee Vickers? He didn't know I was going to say this. So dependable, isn't he? Always picking up James, Ella, Debbie, anybody, taking them to church, taking them to the doctor's office. Thank you, Lee. We appreciate that you're a dependable person. And then how about Lee and Barbara Knox? You know, it took me a while to realize this, but you know, these communion trays don't get filled themselves. They require somebody to fill them every single Sunday morning. Now, one time about 20 years ago in a church where I ministered to, the men got up, said a prayer, and began to distribute these things. Only somebody had forgotten to fill them. What does that mean? Somebody was not dependable. And you know whose responsibility it became to check the communion trays and the bread after that? That's right. My responsibility. But we depend on that. And Barbara and Lee Knox for years have filled those or asked people to fill them. Lee has called people every Friday night to say, would you, or Thursday night, to say, would you be down here at the front to wait on the table? And Barbara said, I've had only two people that said they wouldn't help on communion. She said, in fact, when she thinks of dependability, she thinks of Martha and Kathleen, who are, for 15 years, have taken January to fill those communion trays. And I had to agree with her about Martha and Kathleen, but not about the trays, because they are like clockwork for coming to church, aren't they? I mean, when they are not at church, they're sick or something. So thank you, ladies, for being dependable. And then, you know, I can't help but think about a person that I've worked with a little bit, not nearly as long as you, but one of the person that has done so many funerals here in town and so many weddings and ministered to you for so long. You know who I'm thinking of? I'm thinking of Brother Basil. Now, my past hasn't crossed with him nearly as much, but when it has, he's been a blessing. And so I asked some people about him, and here's what Barbara Knox said. She said, he's fantastic. But when I called Doyle, one of his good friends, and I said, Doyle, how would you rate Brother Basil on dependability? He said, well, between 1 and 100, I'd give him 100. So how about that, kids, in that song, Basil gets 100 in dependability. And I think it was Gordon that said he'd only give him 99, but to make it unanimous. Okay, now, these are important things. Fill in the trays. It's important that someone take James. It's got to be done. Someone has got to show dependability. Let me ask you this. We don't always think about these things until someone misses. But do you depend in your church on somebody giving you the Word of God Sunday after Sunday? I hope that a preacher is dependable. How about your church leaders? Can you depend on them to shepherd your souls? Is that important? It is, isn't it? We depend on Tommy for song service. And there's many people here in the church with responsibilities and duties to do. How important is dependability? Well, this story that Jesus told lets us know that there is dependability involved with this parable, because he says God has this wonderful message that he wants communicated. First of all, he wants us to receive. He wants us to receive this message of grace: you're loved and forgiven. And then he wants to share that love with the world in discipleship. And it's like these two sons. One that said, well, yes, sir, I'll go do that. But then he went away and immediately forgot about. And what does that show? Undependable. Now, the one who said, I'm not going to do it, perhaps had other agendas, rethought himself. And as he reflected upon himself, he said, I shouldn't do that. I should do better. And he went and did that. He did his Father's will. Now, Jesus says, and this is very, very important, that for the people who follow me, this message is so important that God is trusting you. You hear that? Trusting you to be dependable. This message, in fact, he says here that the people who should be receiving it, many of the religious people of that time, and I guess that would be a reflection on all of us who claim to be religious, had their own agendas, and so they did not want to spread the message of love and forgiveness. They said no. But the people who did receive it, notice this, are the people that you don't expect to be religious, the tax collectors and the prostitutes. You know, I don't know that we want to put ourselves in that category, but he says those are the people that responded well and because of that received the message. It's like the message, it didn't look like it was for them, but yet that's what God intended. And so now he wants us to share that in a dependable way. Do you feel that that's an important task for you? Well, sometimes in church we say we love God, don't we? But does it show in our lives? Sometimes we say we love the Word of God and we love the promises, but do we really love God's Word? Is it dependable that we place it in our heart and carry it in the world? We say we want to share the love of Christ with the world, but do we? Are we dependable? Because Christ is depending upon the church to share that message with every single person. Did you get that? Dependability. There's a story in James chapter 1. I think I'll just pass that scripture. But he says the law, the gospel, is like looking in a mirror. Now everybody looks in a mirror, right? And probably us men just as much as the women. You look in that mirror and you begin to see maybe it needs to be a little combed here. Maybe you need to have a little Grecian formula on the sides. You know, you wish you had a little bit more in the back or something like that. But then you go away and you forget. And the gospel is coming to you and it's reminding you of what God has for you to receive and then how you should be using that in the world, how you should be witnessing, how you should be obeying. And if God depends on you, he's asking you to look carefully and then go and share, go and do. But if we have our own agendas, if we're undependable, we go and immediately forget what it was like. Now, there's a lot of issues with dependability we won't have time for, but husbands and wives depend on each other, don't we? We need to depend on each other. And so if the wife says, you know, that car just needs an oil change, it needs to get down to Jay's, or it needs to get down to the Toyota place, somebody's got to do it. Somebody's got to show dependability. Who's going to fix the meal? Who's going to see that the children are taken to school? Dependability, very important, unless at times we forget it. What I want to remind us of is that God, in a sense, is depending on us to receive that love, to be forgiven, and then to share that message with someone else. On the last day, we talk about judgment. But judgment is a very good word if we've proven dependable. If we get 100 in dependability, we can hear God say, "Well done, good and faithful servant." By now, you figured out, hopefully, that the word dependable is the same as the word faithful, except it shows a character that has proven itself, that is reliable. And I'd forgot about our engineer friend. I'd asked him about this word dependability. And he said, when I'm testing rockets, that's Ty Prophet, when I'm testing rockets, we don't want a rocket just to go up one time. It's got to be consistent with the specs. It's got to have regularity. It's got to produce that same thing every time. That's what dependability is. It's not just doing something once, but having a consistency of personality that comes from a heart that is dedicated to Jesus Christ. And a world that is longing to know Jesus needs dependable people. Amen? So God can say on the last day, "Well done, good and dependable person," rather than the other, which is undependable, lazy, slothful servant. What about you on the last day? Dependability That's something to talk about with our kids today, but it's also something to show them in our own lives that we are dependable with God. Let's stand and sing the invitation if you need to respond.